2 year on pay test Amud Beis all the way at the bottom of the page. Let's just read the Mishnah. Right, that's where we left off. We just read that Mishnah, right? So let's read the Mishnah again just to manage ourselves where we are, and we'll go from there. So the Mishnah says as follows: Shnei Gittin Shnei Ksubis. So let's say a woman presents to Beis Din she has two gets and she has two ksubos. So go with Shnei Ksubos. So in that scenario, she can collect both ksubos in that scenario, because the assumption is she was married twice, she got divorced twice, and she can collect the ksuba from each time. Shnei ksubos would get echad, but what if she has two ksubas but only one get? Oh, ksuba u'shnei gittin. Or she has one ksuba and two gittin. Oh, ksuba v'get u'misa. Or she has a ksuba and a get and edim that her husband died. So all those last three examples, eina gova ela ksuba achas. She only is allowed to collect one ksuba in that case. Why? Shemagarish is ishto v'echzira amenas ksuba rishonim achzira. Because what do we assume? Let's say a person divorces his wife and then they get remarried. So again, oftentimes what will happen, and what's definitely possible, is that a person, they were married, they got divorced, she collected her ksuba, they get married again, and they have a new ksuba. That's possible. But it is also possible, right, that they, before they had a chance to collect the ksuba, they got remarried. Right? And if they got remarried, what happens? When they get remarried, they can just get remarried on condition that she'll, you know, with the, you know, relying on the same, you know, original ksuba. Again, you're not going to collect, once they decide to get married and she hasn't yet collected the ksuba, they're not going to say, okay, quick, collect the ksuba and then let's get married again. Right? We can assume, again, it doesn't mean that every single time that it always happens that way. But if you have a scenario where there's seems to be two marriages and also seems to be one ksuba, I have a fairly decent explanation, which can be that they got married, amanas, the second ksuba. And that's why we don't necessarily assume the fact that two marriages, oh, must be there are two ksubas. No, two marriages and one ksuba is fine. And that's very possible. Fine. But now we're going to explain more what all those means. So Gemara says as follows. Ibais Behai Gavya. Ibais Behai Gavya. The implication of the Mishnah, at least in the initial case, right, that they have two gittin and two ksubas, is that she could collect either one, right? She can go ahead and collect either ksuba, right? Rashi says, Ibais Behai Gavya, Bitmiya, right? It's a question, right? Rashi says, ksubas forget Kai, right? The two ksubas in the get case is what they're talking about, right? The Katani ain la ela ksuba achas, right? Sorry, just reflecting the second case, right? The first case, two ksubas and two gets, she collects both. But in the case where you say that she has two ksubas and one get and only gets to collect one, right? The implication is she can collect either ksuba, even though the dates on the ksubas are going to be different, right? The Katani Rashi says, ain la ela ksuba achas. Right, v'lo katani ain la ela ksuba acharona. Right, so what does it say about those two ksubas? She gets one, meaning sounds like whichever one she likes. Right, it didn't say she can only collect the last ksuba. So what does this mean? So we're going to explain in a second. But look, Rashi says ama I nicha lal mitraf lekuchos mizman rishon tarfa. Right, and what's always true by every ksuba and any star chov always, right, is that the question becomes: were there any people who, you know, purchase property from the person after he'd already written the shtar, right? And those people are then on the hook for the ksuba. So look back at the Gemara. So Gemara said, Ibai Bahai Gavya, Ibai Bahai Gavya. Sounds like he can collect him either ksuba. Lame but have it to you for Rav Nachman. Sounds like a contradiction to the opinion of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Why the Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel? Shnei shtaros heyotzin b'ze achar ze. If you have two shtaros, right, that were written one after the other, making someone, you know, having the ability to collect money from the other person or karka from the other person. So what happens? Bitel sheni esarishon. But the general rule is that the second one knocks out the first one, right? It knocks out the one. Rashi says bezerach hazeh zmano shel zeh kodem lazeh. Right, the zman of one is earlier than the other. Ushneim al hava achas or al mercha echad, right? Meaning, someone bought, you know, Reuven borrows $1,000 from Shimon, and then the next day, Reuben borrows $1,000 from Shimon again. It's the same exact shtar. It's just, you know, one has a later, earlier time, one has a later time. So on the same exact deal, You have two shtaros. So what happens? Bidal sheni is a rishon. The second one knocks out the first one. Rashi says ve'ino torif ela mizman sheni. You can only collect from the second zman. The given the custom of the shtar basra achle shibud kama. What it means is once I'm running the second shtar, it means that I've already given up on the first one. Because typically, we always go two shtaros in the same chov. We always say the second one is mevat to the first one, and actually only collect from the second one. And the fact that our Mishnah seems to imply she can collect from either get, they're on the same, right? Sorry, either ksuba on the same chiyuv. So this seems to contradict that opinion of Nachman Rav Shmuel. So Gemara says no problem. Lavit marla am Rav Papa umod Rav Nachman the osif bay dikla the tosefes. No, I'll explain the answer. The answer is they're not exactly the same, right? The two stars are not exactly the same. What's the difference, right? Rav Papa said even Nachman's moda that if the person adds even a date palm as an extra thing, so then you would write the second star, right? So the hachanami bid the osif la. Our case also is that something was added to the second star, right? If something's added to the second star, so then it's extra, and like Rashi says, the Tosefes Kasvei. Right? If he wrote something, he wrote it for the Tosefes. Rashi says, the Gemara says. So look what Rashi says, four lines in the bottom. V'lo achel l'shibud levatel zman shtar rishon. Meaning the purpose of sometimes you have the same star written a second time with a later zman. What does that mean? What's the purpose of the second star? The answer is to tell me that the new zman is the real zman, right? But
if there's something additional.
Right, if there's something additional, then what's the purpose of the second star? Not to be mevatel in the original time, to add something new to the original star, right? The purpose wasn't to get rid of the star rishon, right? But I still can't collect from both, right? If I said 10,000 for one star and 10,000 for the second star, the second star says 10,000 and a new car, whatever. So the second star comes to add the new car. It doesn't come with the extra 5,000 or the extra, and the following property, whatever. The second star doesn't cut. You can't now collect 10,000, and the new property, and then another 10,000 from the original star. That you can't do. The purpose is the second star comes to add the second piece, but it doesn't come to make the zman later necessarily, right? Midalok and Rashi says tatar miyalokav. You still can't collect both. We didn't say, right, and now also add this on to the original, right? Right? They wrote something new and didn't mention the first one. So fine. But the point is it's not a kasha, because the second star has a purpose and it's not just an identical star being written twice. Fine. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan. Next case. Hotzia get uksuba umisa. So what about the case where she brings a get, she brings a ksuba, and she brings Aiden that her husband passed away, all three. Im get, kodem the ksuba, if the get is before the ksuba, so go vishay ksubos. So then she can collect two ksubos. Rashi says, im get kodem the ksuba, hare kasav la ksuba, shenis kashi chazira. Right? If the get comes before the second ksuba, so what does that teach me? So it shows me that, right, that the that he must have written her second ksuba, right? Because you have again, because what she has get ksuba and misa, right? So if the get, the zman of the get is before the zman of the ksuba, what does that mean? It means the ksuba is the second ksuba, by definition, right? Because you can't have the zman of the get be earlier than the ksuba, unless this is the second ksuba. Meaning, and again, even if you never wrote the first ksuba, but the chiyuv. Right, the chiyuv of the ksuba was original, and now you wrote a second one. That's the presumption. So you can get a kodem ksuba, go b'ksek shuba. She can collect twice, right? Ksuba kodem es leget, but if there's a man on the ksuba before the get, eina go b'el ksuba achas. So then she only collects one ksuba. Why? Shemegar she's ish tov echzira. I'm gonna ask ksuba rishon again for the same exact reason, because if we can assume, right, that that it's possible at least that when he was megarish her and then married her again, he used the same ksuba. That's possible. I mean, again, it doesn't mean that always happens, but it means that it was possible. And that's why, in that scenario, she only gets one ksuba. Fine. Okay, next Mishnah. Katan she, and by the way, and the point just being, again, that In the other case where you have the get kodem ksuba, the assumption always is that there was this chiyuv of the ksuba. You know, we assume in each marriage, every time they get married, there's a chiyuv ksuba. It happens automatically. So that's why, again, if they then have a ksuba after the zman of the get, you can assume that there's two different chiyuvim there. Okay. So it says the next mission. Katan shisiu aviv ksubasa kayemet. Okay, so you have a katan who got married, right? And then presumably what happens, he gets older. He becomes an adult while he's still married to this woman. So the ksuba that they had written when they were originally married, even as when he was a katan, that ksuba stays in place. Shamanas kein kima, because that's why they stayed married. I mean, they stayed married for the, you know, he wants to keep that same responsibility in place. Rashi says ksuba sa kayemes, right? Shekas of la kashu katan, right? Because he wrote it when he was a child. Right? It was written for him when he was a child. And then we're going to talk about ger in a second, right? And then right, and then the next case in the Mishnah, ger shin is gaira, ishto imo ksuba sa kayemes, shaman asking comment, same thing. So let's say a couple were married. They're not Jewish. And then the husband had written some type of, again, it's not officially ksuba because they're not Jewish, but he wrote some type of chiyuv that he's going to, you know, chiyuv to take care of his wife's needs, and he writes it when they first get married, when they're not Jewish at all, and then what happens? And then they both convert and they keep the ksuba, they keep that same document. So what happens? So again, ksuba sakayemes, right? It still stays in place. Why? Shamanas kein kaima, because again, he presumably wants to continue to stay with her. For the same purpose. So Rashi said, when they were not Jewish. Fine. Okay. So I'm Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says as follows. But what's happening here? What do you mean that it stays in place, the same thing? When it was originally written, it wasn't anything, right? When they wrote that original Schaivas, there was no Schaivas. Because either he's a child that has no Schaivas, or he's a guy. So he has, again, no Schaivas here at all. He's not responsible to pay this money, the amount that Bezin is requiring of people when they get married. So what are we talking about here? So Am Rav Huna lo shanu ela manu masai. What we mean is that Rashi says ela manu masai shehein tanai Bezin, right? Meaning that what does it mean that the ksuba is canvas? It means that now that they're married as adult Jewish people, so then he's chayav for the regular amount, right? The 100 or the 200 zuz shehein tanai Bezin. That's what Bezin always requires. The ilu b'shtar Logavia, the chispa ba'amu, because the shtar itself, you can't really say they're going to collect because it doesn't have any value, right? Because now they're adult Jews, so either they weren't adults originally or they weren't Jews originally. So the shtar itself actually has no no value here. Fine. So what we mean is that now that they get married, they still have the chiyuv of manu masai. Avat tosefes ein la, but any additional amount, they're not going to be chayav for. Okay. Fine. Rav Yehuda Amar, Rav Yehuda says, I feel the Tosefes Isha. No, he's Rav Yehuda says, no, even the Tosefes she's able to get, right? That amount she's able to collect. Okay. Presumably meaning that when they decide to stay married, so he, right, the point is there's an assumption that if he didn't go ahead and say, you know, now let's write a new star or let's make some new deal. So presumably what's happening, they're staying with the same deal that they had made originally. So Gemara says, "Meisavei, not so fast. Chidshu, no, tell us Masha Chidshu. Chidshu in, lo Chidshu lo. Right. So we have a Tosefta that says that if they add something new to the star, Rashi says Chidshu Katan Mishahid. It's the same case. Again, it's a Katan getting older or a Ger being Megayer. So Katan Mishahid of a Ger Mishnis Gayer im Hosifu Klum Al Ksubas Ksuba Rishona. So then, right, then it stays. Right. So the point being, the language of Tosefta is that if they write something new, they'll tell us Masha Chidshu. But then she collects what she was made new at this time, when they were Megayer, when he became a Gadol. Chidshu in, lo Chidshu lo. Right? That sounds like only what they added, what he said was new. Right? But she doesn't collect things that were from the original deal. So Gemara says, no. Lo Chidshu lo. So Gemara says, no. Ema af Masha Chidshu. No, it doesn't mean Chidshu and only that was Chidshu, but meaning also. And if they add something new, then she collects the new thing also. But the Sefer didn't say that. So Chidshu, no, tell us Masha Chidshu. Lo Chidshu, Besula Gov Masayim, Ve'amana Mana. Fine, but I'll tell you what it does say. because we have another. The point is, it's another Tesefter that says something different, and the language was that Chidshu. They'll tell us Masha Chidshu, right? That if he adds something new, she can collect what was added. But if they weren't, but if he didn't add anything, so then Basula Gova Masayim Amana Mana, meaning they get just the normal amount, right? So the Gemara says fine. To you, if the Rav Yehuda, fine. To you, right? To Rav Yehuda is wrong. Doesn't make sense. You can't say that. That they'll collect even the Tosefet. It really just means that they collect the Manu Masai. Fine. So Rav Yehuda Masnisin Atise. And the truth is, Rav Yehuda was confused by the Mishnah. Why? Hu Sarak Subasa Kayemes Akula Milsakai Velohi Aika Ksubakai. So he's confused by the language. Why? Because the language of the Mishnah was, right, that Ksubasa Kayemes sounds like, and that's how we originally read the Mishnah, which means that she gets the, you know, the full Ksuba. Right? That's whatever that agreement was originally when they were either children or he was a child or not Jewish. So that's why Rav Yehuda read the Mishnah that way, and that's why he was confused. He didn't realize it just meant the Iga Ksuba. Fine. So Tosus asked the question, Tosus on the top left. He said, I don't understand. If that's what this all means, basically all you told me was that if a ger is megayer while they were married, so then she gets a regular ksuba, manu masayim. And if he was a katan and now he gets older and they stay married, manu masayim. What does that teach me? Nothing. Right, the fact that they wrote a star doesn't really mean anything. Right? Look at Rashi. Look at Tosus. This is yeah.
Like in terms of additional money on top of the 100 or 200.
Yes.
We
don't really do it today. Okay. We say in the ksuba, host living delay, etc. We now have a standard amount of tosefes, right? But it ends up coming out. But we don't like typically add on ksuba today in any way because we have a standard practice. But technically you could. I think Sephardim maybe do because you could technically do that if you wanted to. It's Silver Bar, yeah. So like Tosefes v'im Tomer v'im Kain my kamash v'lan masnisin. Shamanas King Kaima, what do you mean? And see, he kept the same thing he originally had in mind. It's not true. Right? And that's why Rav Yehuda is so confused. Because that's the language of the Mishnah seems to imply. Right? Afilu kasav lo me'olam, yesh laksuba. So if you read nothing, she has a ksuba. Right? So just go to the bottom where he gives the answer. V'yesh lomar, four lines in the bottom, five lines in the bottom. V'yesh lomar da'ashmina n'hecha denasa besula. Right? You know what's the answer? The answer is, what if they got married? They got married, she was a besula. V'af agav tishagit tik. Right? Meaning, what's going to happen? They were married already. Right? So the manu masayim, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that now when they really get married, she's now a bula. Right? What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that when they originally got married, she was a basula, so she continues to get masayim even when they get married now, when they're finally adult Jews. Right? And that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that that's what they get. Why is amanas kein kaima? Shehei achshav ketchilas nisuel. Right, the chiddush is that when they get married, he's mekayim what originally was the case. And when they got married, she was a pesula, and that's what it means that she gets the masayim. That's like the chiddush of continuing the relationship or continuing the eschayvos from when they originally got married. And that the truth is, when they got married, he wasn't an adult Jewish person, and therefore he wouldn't technically not have that chiv. So the fact that he does so, even when they're megayer or he gets older. So it keeps the masayim. So that's already something to carry over. It's a pretty good answer, actually. Okay. All right. Shkoyach, finishing the ninth parak. Now moving on now to the tenth parak. Here we go. Misha haya nasu ishtei nashim. So a person was married to two women. Umeis harishon umeis, and then he dies. So harishona kodemes l'shniya. V'yorshi harishona kodmin l'yorshi shniya. So if he passes away, and he has two wives, so what happens? So the original woman comes before the second in order to collect the ksuba, right? Right, and Rashi says, Mishai Nasa Yorshim Rishona, what about the Yorshim im Mesu Nasha Vacharav? What if he died and now his wives die, right? So if his wives die, so then no one has collected the ksuba, so then again the Yorshim of the Rishon collect before the Yorshim of the Shnei. Nasa as Rishona, now I'm back in the Mishnah. Nasa as Rishona umesa, right? So he marries the first one and she dies. Nasa shnia umes, who, right? And then he marries his second woman, and then he dies. Shnia v'yarsheha kodim l'yarsheha rishonah. So then what happens? So now the second wife, who is alive, right? She's alive, and he's passed away. So she and her yarshim come before the yarshim of the first wife, right? Who had already passed away. Okay, fine. So I mean, there's gonna be a lot of discussion of the question of kodemes. What does kodemes mean before? Can it be also? You know what happens? This language of kodemes is going to be kind of the source of the question here, going on in the Gemara. So says the Gemara, "Midikatani harishona kodemes l'shniya, velo katani harishona yeshla v'shniya einla." And what could have said? Could have said the first wife collects the ksuba, the second one doesn't collect the ksuba. It doesn't say that. It says the first wife is first, right? So why does it say that? Mechalal di kadma shniya v'tafsa l'mafkida mina. Right, so what you see from there is that if the second wife would go ahead and collect her ksuba immediately, she would grab it on her own. Like, reminds us back to the cases a few daf ago of people coming and collecting, right, grabbing that which belongs to them. We wouldn't take it away from her. Right, Shema Mina, what do you see from here? The Baruch of Me'uchar Shekadim V'Gava Masha Gava Gava. So what do you see? You see that if a Baruch of comes and he's the later one, right, someone else has a star out, you know, before him, earlier, from an earlier Zman, but this second person goes in, or later, the person with the later Tamanit Shtar goes and collects the Chov. So what happens? When he collects, and it's not, we don't take it away from them. Okay. So the Gemara is not so fast. Yeah, look at Rashi for 1 second. Yes, I think this is correct. Rashi says, Midikatani Lishna de Kodemes. Lokotani, etc. It says the language of Kanimas, Rashi says, Va'akorcha, Kishain Sham El Kadei Ksuba Achas Kamar. And what's the case? The case is he only has enough to pay for one Ksuba, presumably. Right? The Ilav, Mainafka Minat, the Kodemas. Who cares that one comes first? Right? Comes first is not. So great, they go first. But they're both in the collect, so who cares? So fine. So Rashi says, no. Sorry, so the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to prove from here, right? You see that. If the Baruch of Uchar comes and is gova on their own, is toe-faced, that they don't take it away. So Gemara says, no. La'olam im l'cha masha gava lo gava. Not true. If the Baruch of would go ahead and just collect on their own, and there's someone else who has an earlier star, it's not true. We would take, but the collect is not theirs. Umay kodemes legambre katani. Now, when we say kodemes, it doesn't mean first. It means only. Right? They're the only one who has to collect. Well, how do I know? Okay, this is not it. It's teaching in the Mishnah. Ben Kodal Nabas, right? When it comes to regular Yerusha, what's the language? We say a son is before the daughter. Well, a son is not before a daughter when it comes to Yerusha. The son is only, and the daughter gets nothing, right? So, Kodem doesn't necessarily mean first. It could also mean only. Fine. So, Ika D'Amre, another way of saying over this whole Mahalach is like the back of the opposite way. The other way to say it is the following. Midalo Katani im Kadma Shnia V'Tafsa Ein Motsi Miyada. The fact that excuse me. Now the Mishnah doesn't say, and the second one goes and grabs it, that we're not moti from her. So you see that if the second one would be kodem and take it, that we would take it for her. Sorry. Shema mina b'achav v'ucha shakadim v'gava mashagava lo gava. So what do you see? This is the opposite way of attacking the same question. You see from here, that a Baruch of Me'uchar, who would go and collect, what they collect doesn't work, right? And the Gemara says, no, the olam em lecha masha gava gava. No, really what she collects, Baruch of Me'uchar who collects, does collect. It is good. Why? I need the Tana Shnia v'yorsheh, kodem l'yorsheh rishona, since you see that it says that the Shnia and the Yorshim are kodem to the Yorshim rishonim, Tana nami rishona kodem es l'shnia. So we said the language kodemus also, that the Rishona is kodemus l'shnia. But really, what Gava is Gava. So it depends how you want to read this, read it. But it's sort of this, you're getting to the opposite approach, but coming from, by what? By coming from opposite directions. Fine, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up here tomorrow.